Okay, so don't forget, once you've uploaded a YouTube video, that's not the end of the interaction and the learning benefits that you can gain from that video. Once you've uploaded your video, look at the very, very top of the webpage under Edit Annotations or words to that effect. Click on that link there and that will open up the editing function for the YouTube video that you've uploaded. It's at that point that you can start to add rollovers, you can change the size and dimensions of those rollovers, and that's the critical part where you can add in another YouTube URL that when the learner clicks on your interactive video, it can take them off to. So don't just be satisfied and don't rest on your laurels by simply uploading a YouTube video. Think about how you can add layers of interactivity into that by linking it to other YouTube videos and then start to add the annotations. Good luck.